This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 307 for Tuesday, March 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, as chart-based profit-taking had values backing away from their highs. Canola is down 1 to nearly $6. The May contract down $2.90 at an even $800 per ton. New crop November down $5.80 at $626.80. A soft tone in the Chicago soybeans and soy oil overnight did put spillover pressure on canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also down overnight. However, the soy complex is turning mixed, while the underlying fundamentals of tight old crop canola supplies and the need to ration demand going forward remained supportive. The Canadian dollar is holding steady in early activity, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans are turning mixed while wheat is lower and corn a bit higher. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged. The May contract up a penny now at $14.21 per bushel. Monthly U.S. crush data released yesterday showed only 155 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the country in February. That came in well below expectations and marked the smallest crush in nearly a year and a half, with a cold snap during the month likely behind that drop. Recent rains in Argentina helped the prospects for the soybean crop there, while the advancing Brazilian harvest also weighed on the market slightly, although chart-based positioning accounted for the eventual move higher. Corn, it's also bouncing around unchanged today with the bias higher. May up 2 cents at $5.52 per bushel. Solid export demand is underpinning the corn market, with the USDA reporting private export sales of 1.1 million tons of corn for delivery to China during the current marketing year. Weekly export inspections released yesterday showed corn leaving the country at a better-than-expected pace, and that was also supportive. Meanwhile, wheat futures are down across the board, with improving U.S. crop conditions weighing on prices. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the May contract at $6.34 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in May at $5.99 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 4 cents in the May contract at $6.41 per bushel. Good to excellent ratings in most major winter wheat growing U.S. states were up on the week, as recent moisture was beneficial while the crops exit dormancy. Better crop prospects out of Europe were also bearish for wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 16th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.